soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on October 9, 2022. This is what the Lord has brightly illuminated to me this morning. It's Noah going silent. Noah was an amazing man of God. He walked with God. He is cited as one of the excellent ones of faith. He's generally known as a survivor of the unprecedented judgment of the worldwide flood that destroyed all but the 8 souls in the ark with Noah and the animals that God selected to be transported with them. I've been pondering on an element of Noah's testimony that few recall, and that is how he was a preacher of righteousness. This idea of preaching is what is better described as declaring, proclaiming, heralding, and announcing in a rather bold and matter-of-fact truth from God, the God of truth. I can sense what the message of Noah was, can you? Jesus tells us that the days of the Son of Man's return at the end of this world will be as the days of Noah. People were going on through everyday life, but were oblivious to the fact that they were about to perish by God's flooding the earth with water. It had never rained before that event. God had a mist system that watered the earth. The earth was filled with violence, and the intents in the minds of the world was only evil continually. It was so offensive to God that he grieved, even making man. Can you imagine? Do you see how that what God made was good and so very good, but it had become corrupted, wicked, violent, and extremely evil that just produced more and more of the same as a noxious weed? You know, God, as a gardener, knows that tares and thistles are good for nothing but to be burned, and hence God determined he would eradicate the world's population and spare a few righteous ones by the ark event. Meanwhile, God found a righteous man that was pure in his generations. A lot could be said about that. But God came to the point when enough was enough, and he was going to remove the evil from the earth and spare his beloved Noah and his family. By faith, God warned Noah of his plan and gave Noah explicit instructions what to do in building the ark. This amazing event of destruction and deliverance at the same time is written in scriptures. It is also told around the world in various stories that were called myths. It's a historical fact that Jesus himself testifies. Noah built the ark, and God was long-suffering, waiting for Noah to finish it. It took 120 years, and at the same time, Noah is said to have been a preacher of righteousness. You can perhaps imagine how he was mocked and threatened by those who would die in drowning flood. What a crazy man, the world must have said. The spiritual things of the godly seem to be foolish to the carnal mind. Noah voiced what God told him to voice. He also did what God told him to do in building the ark and getting ready for the day of judgment. Then one day it came, when God had Noah go silent. There was no more to say. The last declaring word had sounded. The last rejecting and sneering had been done. The cup of iniquity is full, and God put Noah into the ark and closed the door behind him. That is, the few 8 souls that would be delivered inside the ark, built by the instructions of God Almighty. And then the rains descended, and the floodgates in the heavens were opened, and the waters below broken up, and the waters increased continually until the whole earth was covered with water, even covering the mountains. Everything perished, from men, animals, and vegetation. Everything. So as it was in those days, so it is in these days, so few recognize the similarity. So many ignore the previous warnings not only of the Noah's flood, but also the fiery fall of tempests from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah. All these things were written so that the future generations would heed these things and live in a friendly, loving manner before God. But no, instead, we have droves of people amassing in numbers in the rebellion against God and choosing all the things he detests. Do they think they will have a different result? Well, they don't think at all along those lines. Their minds and hearts are callous and corrupt, defiled with the filth of the world, and they are beyond sensing what is right and wrong. And they have quenched the Spirit of God beyond any sense of conviction now. The world is on the fast train to destruction. There are the evil ones who have banded together against God, both by governing powers with secret conspiracies to destroy the earth. They have their plans and have almost completed them entirely. They are murderers, liars, thieves, and greedy dogs. They kill and maim and prosper in this way, but God will have the last word. And I am noting here today that the time of warning is coming to the close, and soon the day will come when God tells his righteous ones to be quiet now. The time has come for your deliverance, as it was also with Noah. He will have them in place as his righteous fire is poured out into the earth as a flood. And this time is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Call upon the Lord while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. Because the time will come when he will not answer, and he will not be found to save, but to judge. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.